All right. Another week, another pod, another round, this and that, more controversies, more bunker decisions, more this, more that. But Anzac Day gone by. Sorry for no pod on the weekend. Are we ever going to do a pod on a Sunday ever again? I just don't think it's going to happen.
It's very difficult at the moment.
Yeah. Anyway, bro, how are we going?
I'm doing good. No surprise. I don't know about most, but I thought this week was a very entertaining week of footy.
Well, I thought every game... Oh, actually, no, I tell a lie. I did not enjoy this week at all.
There you go.
Apart from Anzac Day.
It's gotten to the point now where defense doesn't absolutely dominate, and you can see that in some of the scores.
Mm.
And I don't know, I kind of like that brand of footy for the fans to watch.
Mm.
I think it's more interesting.
That's just because you're a Manly fan.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. We can just pile on more points now.
Yeah, okay. You enjoy your Anzac Day, mate? Doing a bit of two-up, firing the crowd up?
I did.
Yeah, I
saw it. Oh, you seen the video?
Yeah, I seen the video. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I took 160 off Jake Arthur.
Did you?
Yeah. Both put 80 in.
That's pretty hectic. Did you tell him that you're a Manly fan?
I did. All the Power Boys are down there. He's down there with him.
Oh, yeah. What did he say when you said you're a Manly fan? Cool?
Pretty much. Didn't give a shit. I think he was there with his mates, right? Like...
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect him to do? Give you a hug and
say
thanks for taking $160 off me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fair play. All right, let's get into the first game. The Gold Coast Titans get their first win of the season, defeating the Wars in New Zealand 27-24.
As well. They finally got their home Anzac game.
And they got pumped.
They got pumped by the, 0-6
Titans?
Well,
look, they didn't get pumped. They lost by three, but still technically pumping. I'm going to say technically pumping.
Look, they started off the game red hot, like they did against the Dragons, and I don't know, just fell away from there. I think the Titans were the better team from that point onwards. I mean, the scoreline shows it.
Look, the Warriors have started up 12-0 against the Sharks, 6-0 against the Dragons, 12-0 against the Titans, and lost all three.
Yep.
And they were rolling for that first 20, and they just fade. They just fade. Like, the Warriors were up 12-0. They looked hot. They look ready to destroy the Titans on Thursday. Next time I check the score is 23-12.
Yep.
23 unanswered points to the Titans, who are winless, is not something you want to see from someone you consider a premiership contender.
Well, yeah, ever since I called them, all right, I said they're now in that premiership contention tier.
Yep.
They've lost to the Dragons and the Titans.
Yeah.
So I've jinxed them. That's it.
Let's stay on the Warriors. All right, I think there are some obvious reasons as to why they haven't been going as well. And I think I've got the main reason. Now, I really, really like Tamari Martin as a player. I think he offers a lot to a rugby league team. I would take him on my team.
Yep.
Don't know if I would start him. Very, very solid NRL player and has come a long way back. I feel like the game where CHT came in, their attack just looked a lot better.
Yep, I agree.
A lot better. He's a bit more direct. He's much better defensively. I don't think tomorrow's been bad, but I think there's an obvious shift in the play style. Like, they don't go left at all.
No.
I don't understand.
Johnson's popping up a lot on the left as well.
Yeah. Like, when CHT was out there, he was giving Ford good ball. Like, Ford was cooking when they had CHT out there, right? Obviously, the Warriors flogged the Bunnies with Tamari Martin.
Yep.
That was the first week he was there, and it was the Bunnies. I just feel like CHT is a better fit. I really do. I really feel like CHT is a much better fit than Tamari for this team.
I agree. I don't know if I can put it all down to that, though. I think there is more to it, but
yeah.
I definitely agree that CHT is probably the better option at six. Their goal line attack just looks a little bit...
It's staggered.
It's a bit off.
It's really, yeah.
I don't understand. They're used to being so clinical and so simple. It's almost like they've gone away from that simplicity.
Yeah.
There are a lot of times there that Johnson kind of just hesitated, didn't throw it, dummied, and just took the tackle himself.
Yeah.
The only real threat they've had in the last 2 weeks on the try line is Funua Blake out the back.
Mm. Yep.
That's all they've really got at the moment. And, I mean, it's good for Adam Funua Blake. He's looking like the best prop in the NRL right
well,
now. But for the Warriors is it's not great.
On your point, AFB is now my number one front rower in the NRL.
Ooh, okay.
He's just a machine. And the minutes he's playing, and I think a bit of a question on him last year compared to Payne Haas was his motor. He's now playing like 65, 70 minutes a week.
61 minutes, yeah.
200 plus meters every single week, it feels like.
Yep.
20 plus hit ups. He's a machine. And now he's got, now he's running lines. He's running proper second rower lines. It is nuts. I've never seen a front rower sweep out the back of a back rower before. It's crazy. I love watching him play.
Try scoring streak's not finished.
No.
He's going to keep, milk that.
I remember we were talking like in the preseason, like, do you think he's going to score 10 tries again this season? I'm pretty sure he's at 5. I reckon he'd be in the top 10 try scorers in the comp right now as a front rower. And if you could confirm that for me, that would just be lovely.
He's got 4. You're close.
4 tries for front rower within what?
8 weeks.
That's nuts. Have they had a bye yet?
He's on track for...
He's on track...
13 or 14.
16. 8, 12, yeah. 12.
If I play finals, even more.
Yeah, probably 15 if I play finals. Yeah, that's a real positive for the Warriors. I feel like CNK, since he's been back, has been an absolute stud as well.
He's a workhorse, man.
His yardage is insane. Yep. Insane. And Dylan Edwards gets a lot of credit for it, but I haven't heard much praise for Chance about it over the last couple of weeks.
I want to hear your thoughts on Roger.
I think he's trying his best to get his hands on the ball, but they're just not giving him anything. And he's
playing at center. I think that's the place you're least likely to get the ball nowadays.
But no, well, I get what you're saying.
What other position touches it less? Like,
I get what you're saying, but I think he's doing a lot coming in field. I saw him come in a few times against the Titans. And take a few carries through the middle. He's making meters. Like, I think he made 180 plus.
Yeah.
Like, the stats are showing that he's putting the effort in, but it's just not coming. Like, I reckon he's got 3 line breaks this year.
Yeah. All it is is he's just doing yardage work.
Yeah. And I'd like to see them give him, but then again, right? Roger as a fullback was really the same player. He won a Dally M score in what, 7 tries?
Yeah. People don't realise that.
Yeah, it was just yardage and tackle breaks.
Like, he scored 20 tries that year. And
yardage, tackle breaks, defence. And I think that's what he's been doing at centre. Obviously, he scored 1 try this year, I think.
Yeah.
Which was against the Bunnies on the wing. He may have scored another.
Scored 1 on the wing. I thought he had 1 at centre.
All right, I'll quickly double check that. But yeah, like, I don't have any complaints about Roger. If he was a centre for my team, I'd be very happy. Yeah, he's got 2 tries this year. Only 4 line breaks. Which is probably the issue that I would have. But averaging 185 metres at centre is a bit nuts.
Crazy.
For the Titans, what a win. A great win. Desi finally got him fired up. Brimo is an absolute star.
They've got to keep him there.
He has to stay there.
I don't care if you have to put Campbell at 6.
And I'll tell you why. Really, I'll tell you why. Because the Titans pack... They're not scared to offload the football. And Brimson is... His support play is immaculate.
Yep.
He's there. Every single time there's even half a line break, he's there. Supporting.
He's unpredictable too.
Yeah. I really love watching him at fullback. I think he has to stay there. Unfortunately, I don't know what that means for Jaden Campbell. You probably put him at 6.
It's not ideal.
But Tanner Boyd... And of course now Tanner Boyd is playing the best footy of his career.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what you do.
I think Foran probably retires at the end of the year, or his contract.
Mm.
And then maybe you have Jaden Campbell and Tanner Boyd. But it's not ideal to have Campbell at 6, but you just might have to do it.
They are the smallest halves in the comp.
You might have to do it.
I think Campbell's
goes, but you just sign, what, a 4-year deal or something?
He's going to stay, right? Because of Preston. I don't see him going anywhere.
I don't know what do then.
Where does he go?
He's too small to be a centre.
Where do you think he would go?
Six is my only... Is the only option.
The para rumours are going to spark back up. I really think that's his only option. Canberra's set on Chevy.
Oh, you mean team-wise, okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about where he's going to end up, right?
Yeah, don't know. There's too many fullbacks looking for spots.
You think about all the teams, right? Like, we go through them really quick. Ponga, Newcastle, Waz, CNK, backup, Tapiki, backup, RTS. I think they're good. Sharks, they're happy with Kennedy, Storm, Paps, and Sua. Panthers, they could look for a backup, but I don't think Cam wants to be a backup. Manly, Turbo, Broncos, Walsh, Dolphins, Hammer, Roosters, Tedesco, Dogs. I think they're just going to run Tracy and Taff.
Yep. And they've got outside back depth that can cover fullback too. They don't really need it.
Yeah. Cowboys, Drinkwater, Raiders, Chevy for the future, Dragons, Sloan.
Possibly.
Maybe. Warriors, Sorted, Knights, Ponga, Armstrong, Sharp, list goes on. Eels, Gutho, Blaze, depends where they see those guys fitting in. Tigers, Buller, Taruva's signed to be the backup fullback for next year. South, Jai Gray, Latrell. There's really...
Suafalonga doesn't have a spot yet. Like, there's more fullbacks as well pushing to get a spot. So, I think his best just to stay at the Titans. I think he'll end up at six, to be honest.
One more point on the Titans. I want to give a big shout-out to your man, Kieran Foran. I thought his defense in the last 10 minutes was amazing.
Yep.
Rock solid. I reckon he made about 15 tackles on his own goal line. Like, that's how many...
The Titans defended their asses off.
That was amazing. That was just a team that was so hungry for a win. And I think that's the reaction that Titans fans would be pretty encouraged about, to be honest.
Last thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked David Fifita off the bench.
Well, we saw Dez likes to bring his best impact forwards off the bench when he was at Manly.
Yep.
And Fifita seems to be okay with it because he's coming on for about 60 minutes and playing some of the best footy I've seen him play in a while.
I like him playing 60 instead of 80.
Yeah. I do like especially, it. I think it's really smart by Dez because without Tino, I think everyone expected Fifita to play this 80-minute juiced role, just getting all the footy, making all the meters. But Dez has actually relied on Jolliffe, who has been amazing. Another amazing game. I think Aaron Clark stepped up since Tino's gone down. Mm-hmm. I think Cleese Haas has been really encouraging. Bo Fermor's defense, he's just making 45 tackles every week.
Yeah.
And that was something we were concerned about with Fermor. I just think Fadawaker, over the last couple of weeks, he's been a little bit quiet, but he's still quality, obviously. I think Randall's been really good at 9. I think I'd like to see Verrill start.
Verrill's only got 14 minutes.
Yeah. I'd like to see him either start or get 40.
Yeah.
Because the reason the Titans were attacking so well last year was off the back of Verrill. Was when he went down, they really struggled.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'd be looking at starting him. But, yeah, really encouraging for the Titans. They deserve it.
I think Jamin Jolliffe has been doing a great job, too.
So underrated.
Very underrated.
I think
what are you running on the weekend? How many minutes do you reckon?
I reckon 164. I think I checked it.
162, yeah. Close. 77 post-contact.
He's a machine. He's so good.
42 tackles for no misses.
Beast. All right, let's move on.
All right.
The Roosters defeat the Dragons. 60-18. Which Dragons are we going to get week to week? Because I don't know. The team I saw against the Warriors and the Tigers was a team that can grind out games and make the top eight. They're flying after a win against the Warriors, and then they come out and they get 60 put on them. Now, I know they lost Sully in the first minute, but I don't think that... As good as Sully is, and I love Sully, right? Don't get me wrong. I don't think him being there prevents that 60.
No.
The Roosters were just on fire. But to be fair to the Dragons, some of the tries they were scoring were just nuts.
Look, Roosters were at their best. I can't say the Dragons got beat by a poor team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mate. Sam Walker.
Yep.
Ripped them to shreds.
Masterclass.
But their defense just has to be... It has to be better than that.
It was very soft.
Very soft. And I know they had to shift Eisenhuth out to the centers and the Roosters kind of picked that out. But, like, the Dragons completed at 87% and still managed to concede 60 points. So it's not like they were just making errors and giving the Roosters field position.
I do think not having Sully's yardage out of the back did hurt them a lot, though.
Yep. And looking at the numbers here, it's not like anyone really took that over.
No. Sloan, I think Lomax was the top of the meter count, 145.
Yep. Tupilotu, 124. I mean, it's not bad.
I thought he was solid enough. No one's going to look good in a team that's lost 60-18 except for Jaden Sewer.
Jack Bird, 67.
And DeBellin. I thought DeBellin was really good.
Jaden Sewer was outstanding again.
In a 60-point... He was a standout. 42-point loss. Yeah. He was great. DeBellin, great. But yeah, that's really all I can take from that for the Dragons. I just think it's one of those days you've got to kind of pick your head up and just keep going.
Yep.
Agree. Unfortunately, it does rule them out of the comp. They can't win the premiership anymore. They've conceded 50.
Oh, well, I didn't think they could win the premiership anyway.
Well, don't tell Flano that. I wanna apologise to you.
For?
You raised Angus Crichton as a potential Origin candidate.
Oh, okay.
A few weeks ago.
Yep.
And I said, nah, no way. No way. There's too many forwards. There's too many back rowers. Bro, the form I am seeing from him over these last couple of weeks, it's blowing my mind.
That's what I'm saying. If he continues at this level,
he's there.
He started round one in reserve grade.
Yep.
At the moment, I'd have him.
He's definitely in the conversation. I'd probably go Homole and Grant at the moment. I've been heavy on the Kalamatangi bus. I just don't know if he's going to have the motivation going in Origin.
Yep.
Because I feel like he's just... And we'll get onto that when we get to South. Yeah, he's definitely right there for me at the moment. Because I think Liam Martin's been out of form. As you know, I'd love Cam Murray and Yo to interchange between lock. Maybe even Yo at front row.
Yep.
I
think I'm with you.
I think I really like Crichton and Homole.
Me too.
Connor Watson. I think that was the best game of his career. Arguably.
Outstanding. Like, in any other game, he would have got all three of my Daly M points.
Yeah. 80 minutes,
too. It was just Sam Walker that just put on a show.
Sam Walker put on an absolute Connor Watson.
He had me thinking, how can I get him starting at lock? I couldn't figure it out because
right.
Radley's there. But
okay, but what do you think about Radley coming on in the front row?
See, that's obviously was my
first
thought.
They've just got such a big logjam.
They've just got Jared Warea-Hargreaves, Lindsay Collins, Egan Butcher, Nafahu White, Terrell May. They got Spencer Lenu to come back.
I keep forgetting about him.
It's ridiculous.
I really keep forgetting about Lenu.
Ridiculous. Then they've got a second rower coming on and playing in the middle half the time as well.
Yep.
Honestly, I would just play Victor Radley 50 minutes or 55 minutes and give Connor Watson more time.
Yeah, but they're going to need to rest Cheese too. So do you want to carry Docker Clay and Watson, make your bench smaller?
What do you mean?
Well, if... Oh, I get what you're
Watson
saying.
Watson 14.
Yeah.
Play him a little bit at 9.
A little bit 13, like you did on the weekend. 13.
Yep.
Yeah. I definitely don't hate it.
Thing I liked about Connor Watson as well.
What about this, though? Radley to 9, Watson at 13.
Cheese, 14.
No. Like, when Cheese goes off, Radley goes into 9.
Nah, I don't think so.
And then put...
I don't think
put
so.
Put Swally in the back row.
Oh, here we go.
And then put Tedesco at 6, Kiri at fullback, and put Terrell May on the wing for my super coach.
Perfect.
I think I've sorted it.
Run it, Robbo.
This is a Rooster statement performance, though. I've heard a lot of people say it. I haven't listened to a bloke. I've only listened to levels.
Okay.
But this is like a statement win for the Roosters.
What did you think about the Willie Mason's claim where he thinks Radley's ball playing a little bit too much and Connor Watson was just giving the ball up and running hard? He was talking about the Yo and Murray effect on the halves.
Oh, that's who he was talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, because I like Loki, because I was at work, right?
Yeah.
I was just like kind of tuned out and then came back in when they were talking about Yo and Murray. And I was like, what are they talking about?
So what he was saying is on ball with ball dominant 13s.
Yeah.
There's always one half that's just playing very off the ball. At South, it's Ilias.
Yeah.
Doesn't really get any touches. He was saying Radley overdid it and then Walker wasn't getting enough ball because they had Watson today. Not today. Last weekend.
Yeah.
Walker was able to just take over the team. And at Penrith, he was saying Cleary gets it, but Jerome Luai's just happy to sit back and play that second half. And that Yo and Cleary are the main two.
It's a really good point.
I think so.
You know what else was a good point that Willie Mason made? That when we're talking about kickoffs, it's the tackle technique and the fact that we got 4 people in a tackle off a kickoff.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, when he was saying that, I was like, that just hit the nail on the head. Why are there 4 people trying to hit 1 bloke? 2 in the tackle. You only need 2.
Yeah.
You only need 2.
If everyone's going for the same space, someone's going to get hit.
You can get 1 up top, and you get 1 around the ribs. That's all you need.
Yep.
not around
and
the legs.
And then the others can come in.
Yeah, and then finish the tackle.
Yes.
Right? Because no doubt you're going to need a third man in against JWH off a kickoff, right?
He's running like
but
that.
But we
too,
should
yeah.
not have four people making a tackle at the same time off a kickoff. Yeah. And I, my prayers were with Sully because that was not a good way to start that game. That was very scary, actually, to see him like that.
Yep.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think we need to hold off on the kickoff debates a little bit because I think a lot of it can sometimes be down to the defender, even though we don't want to admit it. Anything else?
Sam Walker, again, chalky game, outstanding. The dude was on fire. It seems like they've just given him the keys. I think the club new Kira is going to retire.
Yep, Sandon comes in.
This game, and they've just gone, all right, Sam, this is your team now.
Yep, Sandon comes in next year.
Yep. I think that's going to work better.
You know what's
going to
happen?
Me, I think it's going to work
people
better.
People are going to ignore Sandon Smith and be like, nah, they're going to go out and they're going to sign this, this, and this, and this.
No.
I don't think so. I actually think the Roosters will bolster their outside backs a little bit.
100%.
And they'll probably look, maybe not, they might look at another forward.
Maybe a back row if Crichton leaves, but I think Crichton might stay now with the forwards.
Yeah. I really don't think they're going to go splurge a lot of money.
I think
they'll get Stags. That's my opinion.
Save a bit of money at fullback, maybe, if Teddy's going to retire sometime soon. But I don't think they're going to be spending this whole $4 million right now.
Bro, $4 million's crazy.
They got something like that.
That's pretty good.
It's ridiculous. And yeah, outside of just Santa Smith, if that doesn't work, they've got like two or three top-notch halves coming through.
Yeah, exactly. Rodwell.
Toby Rodwell and Lachlan Metcalf are the two.
Yeah. Is any relation to Luke Metcalf?
I don't know.
Okay.
I need to figure that out.
All right.
Because Luke Metcalf is from New South Wales too.
Yeah. All right. Good to move on?
Yep.
All right. The Melbourne Storm defeat the South Sydney Rabbitohs 54-20 to heap the pile on JD. Just continue. They just continue to do it. Munster's back. Munster is here. That was one of the best performances I've ever seen.
What do you have, a try, four try assists?
The guy's he's just a freak. How does someone, right, look up for their second try, for Coates' first try? He just looks up and just goes, I'm just going to dink it. It was the worst kick I've ever seen, but look how it landed. That's just such a Munster bounce. It's a Storm bounce. The good teams get those bounces. And the Storm, oh, I honestly think they can win the comp. I think it's Bellamy's last year. That's why they look so fired up. I think they can do it all. I think they can go all the way. A lot of people aren't rating them that highly, but I just see their spine and I just see absolute attacking machine. And their two edges, Bloor and Katoa, are firing.
Yep.
Their defense is obviously outstanding. I don't see any reason why they can't win the comp this year.
Neither can I. They don't have a weakness at the moment.
No, there really isn't. Their middles were the big question mark, and their middles are performing. Christian Welch off the bench has been amazing.
Yep.
Amazing. Nelson's still building back into fitness. I think Josh King at prop has just been, like, the ultimate solution.
Well, yeah. Everyone was like Liera at 13.
But he's looked
good.
I think he's looked really good.
Only playing 50 minutes as well. Like, you got guys coming through the middle for him. It's fine.
I think Alec McDonald's been a really underrated piece off the bench.
Brilliant.
Storm just looked like a well-oiled machine at the moment.
Joe Chan off the bench is outstanding.
Yeah.
Too.
I really like him through the middle that they're doing. They're pushing him through the middle a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, I love it.
For the Bunnies.
I want to start with a positive. Can I start with a positive?
Start with a positive.
Cody Walker. More aggressive, more ball dominant, inserting himself into the game more, got himself two try assists. We still need more, but it's good to see that he finally looked like the Cody Walker that we saw a couple of years ago.
Yep. Fair call. Now
you can go on your whole spiel about whatever you want to bang on about.
All right, I won't then. No, I'm just going to say, I think... Now, don't tell me what's happened this week, because you know the team list, I don't.
Do you want me to spoil it?
No.
Don't get excited.
I said don't spoil it, mate.
I didn't. I just said don't get excited.
That spoils it.
Don't get excited about a Bunnies team.
Okay. All right. I would like to see Whiten in the halves with Cody Walker and Lachelle at centre. But...
Would that excite you?
I don't know if that would excite me. But like I said, I haven't seen team list, kind of raw dogging it, but let's just...
Interesting phrase to use there. Jacob Gagai. Could you believe it? Could you believe it? That he had a great debut in Vegas, gets dropped, comes back in, and was probably at least the best outside back on the field for the Bunnies.
Alex Johnson back soon?
He was 6 weeks, wasn't he? So yeah, he'd be probably two or three weeks away.
Oh, okay.
I'll check for you.
So Jacob Gagai's not in favour. They'll probably get Tass on the wing when he's back.
Latrell at centre.
Oh, because Campbell Graham's not back, is he?
Yeah, that's what I always think, but he's not.
Yeah, okay. Well, so, I mean, I'll find out, won't I?
Alex Johnson's round 10, so next week he comes back with Latrell.
Well, Tane Milne's out, so Alex Johnson will just go on to Jacob Gagai switch wings. And
they have to keep Gagai in there. Like, I've actually been really impressed with what he's doing.
Me too.
Like, if you... like. I don't know. I don't know what must have happened after Vegas for them to drop him. I understand they got pumped, right? But, like, I thought he had a very solid game.
Yep.
Only 105 metres, right? But Jai Gray did majority of the kick returning and stuff like that. He had two line breaks.
Yep.
And scored two tries.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want him to do? That's basically Johnston's numbers week to week.
Yep.
Jai Gray, I think, has looked incredible. 196 metres in that frame is just so tough. I would really be considering Latrell at center.
I would do it.
I'd at least do it for a week. Hey, 2 weeks. Come on.
The guy's such a dominant center, and it just allows him to get into the game when he wants to. Especially when you're at fullback, when Latrell's at fullback, if they put a bomb up for him and they get it perfect, and they hit him just as he catches the ball, like most teams do.
Yep.
That rules him out for most of the set.
Yeah.
And that's all teams have been doing. Yep. I don't think Latrell's lazy.
Well, no, mate, but this is the thing, right?
But I don't think he's this lazy. You got to think about his
body.
Thinking.
You got to think about his body, right? Latrell doesn't... And this is like... I'm not fat shaming. I'm not doing any of that, right? I don't think he's fat. He's a fit. He's an NRL player. He's got to be fit. He's got to pass certain tests, right? Look at him. Look at Dylan Edwards. Look at Turbo.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Teddy. Look at Pappy. Look at Drinkwater. Look at all these players and how slim, fit, lean. Latrell is not that type of body. Now, what he can do with his frame and his size, the ball skills that he has is just ridiculous, right? The skill he has at his size is ridiculous. I think him at center just really increases his ability to do that on an 80-minute basis because he's not doing all the kick returns. I think the kick returns wear him out. You want his best games, he runs under 100 metres. I think in Vegas, he would have ran for maybe, well, not 100 metres, but he's not going to... Latrell's not 180-plus kind of fullback.
The only reason he'd get that is if he busts through and gets a line break.
Exactly, right? And he's normally the guy. And why was South so good in the years prior? Because Latrell was just feeding people line breaks, right? Yep. He was just the last pass. Bang. AJ. Bang. Gagai when he was there. Campbell Graham.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going back to round one. Latrell was outstanding. A try and two try assists. How many metres do you reckon he ran for?
120.
Right on the dot.
Oh, was it?
120.
Oh, there you go.
Off how many runs?
13.
17.
Oh.
So, he's carrying the footy. But the yardage just isn't there, right? Now, Richie Kenner, 144. Jacob Gagai, 119. That was it. They're not huge numbers. AJ, 96 metres, Tass, 46.
Yep.
Souths are going to attack their way out of their own end. They need to stop trying to be this team that needs to make so much yardage to get out of their own end because it's not who they are as a team, right? They're a flashy team. They attack their way out of their own end zone. So they need to stick to their guns. They need to stick to their strengths. I think Latrell at center, he's not going to be like an RTS who comes in and makes 100 carries and 100,000 meters a game. But he would probably be the best center in the comp.
He is the best center in the comp. When he's at center, in my opinion.
I from what I've seen in Origin.
He's just so damaging.
And he's good in defense on the edge.
Yes.
He's good in defense on the edge. Do you know how hard it is, right, for a guy his size, again, to move laterally? He's just not good laterally. In a set defense where he is got one man outside him and a jillion inside, he's going to be okay because he's in a sliding line. But if he's coming, where teams get south is when they park on the left side and they go all the way over because they know Latrell, he's going to have his little break and then he's going to push to try and make the tackle, right?
Yep.
And he's not going to get there. That's just not who he is as a fullback. He's not a Dylan Edwards. He's not this guy that's edge to edge, this fitness machine, right?
Yep.
I think him at centre, he'd be a superstar.
We've seen him at New South Wales. We've seen him at the Roosters.
Yep.
When he's playing centre, he's good defensively.
Exactly. I got one last point. Kalamatangi at prop just completely nerfed his impact. I don't understand, honestly, it at all. Out and out back row.
Well, he is an out and out back row. I'm not disputing you. I just think they need it. They don't have forwards.
I don't need it that bad. I don't need it that bad.
Davey Mowale played 18 minutes. I'd be giving him... Cheekham played 80 and Davey Mowale played 18.
So they moved Kalamatangi to prop to start and Cheekham started in the back row.
Look, as well, if Jai Arrow is playing 27 minutes, there's no point having him back.
Yep.
Just tell him to get the surgery.
Exactly. Exactly. Anything else on this one?
Nah.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on. We've got Manly 32 defeating Parramatta 18. Thoughts.
We were lucky to get away with this one.
Yeah, I have to agree.
I think we were the better team, but scoreline wise, we were lucky. I think Tom Trbojevic was offside on that play that Pennacini got sin-binned.
They confirmed it.
Oh well, there you go. He was offside when Pennacini got sin-binned. I can't recall them off the top of my head right now. Oh, the Sivo knock on. Sanders strolls over.
Yeah.
If they don't call that.
And didn't we talk about this, right? Didn't we talk about this last week? Play to the bunker in the challenge. There's always a review. So, therefore, if you see this happen, let it play through like you did at Brookvale and then review it.
Yep.
Seriously, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Look, just again on Manly, they're so good at times, but at the same time, during the game, they're just shocking. Like they go from shocking to amazing in the space of 30 seconds, and then they'll do it again.
Yep.
All over again, and it's not a good habit to be in.
Yep.
It's really not. I thought DCE was incredible.
Yeah.
That's really it for Manly.
You call Manly a mixed bag.
They are.
May I introduce you to the CEO of Mixed Bags? Marcus Sivo. A hat-trick, yet some would say he was the most diabolical. Well, not actually, that's a very extreme word. He scored a hat-trick, yet conceded a penalty, which probably put the game to bed.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. They probably could have still won.
Yeah, if he didn't do that. He scored all three tries to get them the lead and then was like, nah. Now, do you think the elbow was intentional?
Yeah, I do.
I just don't understand why it would be intentional. Why would you... I don't know. I mean, not going to say it was or wasn't.
Stuff like that goes on in most tackles.
Yeah, but you cannot slam your elbow.
But he just went way over the top with it. He got excited. He was pissed off DCE. Embarrassed him earlier in the game.
Yeah.
Look, he was their best player on the field and their worst player at the same time. That's the only time I've ever been able to say that.
Look, I think Paris started really, really strong. They did. They were on the front foot. They were winning the middle, winning the ruck. Line speed was great. And then they just lost themselves.
Yep.
They can only blame themselves.
Ethan Sanders.
I thought he was really, really good.
I didn't think he was ready for first grade, but he played great.
I thought he was really good.
Straightened everything up. I would have just named him at seven. I didn't understand.
I thought his kicking game was very mature for...
I think he played seven. I think he played more like a seven. And Brown played like a six.
Yeah. It's always going to be hard to defend Homole Olakau'atu on debut.
He made 32 tackles on debut.
How many did he miss?
He missed six.
I've seen people miss more.
It's Olakau'atu. And DC, the fact that he had to make 38 tackle attempts, DC, he was just giving Homole the ball and saying,
yeah, I know. It was the same. Go. Go.
Pick out Sanders. 32 tackles. Crazy. Good debut.
Do you think DC and Homole were hard done by? I just don't know if it's a 2-week suspension. If Tane Milne's getting 2 weeks, if that's what we're setting the bar at, I just...
Look,
it looks bad, right? But it's an accident.
It was very accidental.
And it's a tackle you see once a year, maybe.
Yep.
Once every 6 months. Like, I don't know if it's...
I'm okay with Hamole sin bin.
Yeah. I think a sin bin in 1 week. Sin bin in 1 week.
Sure. I don't think DCE should get anything.
No, I don't. And I'll actually... They're doing the judicial hearing as we speak.
Hopefully, he's going to get away with it. Because Manly could be in a bit of trouble without DCE.
Yeah, I'm concerned. So I was right. So, if DCE is found guilty by the panel, he faces a 3-match ban.
I don't think so.
That's what the NRL thing says.
I think they're lying to you. I think they're lying to you.
How are you going to...
Because you even searched it up.
Yeah, did read the rules. So, okay.
If you challenge, if you plead not guilty,
mm-hmm.
then that's when it goes up.
Yeah.
If you're unsuccessful. But they pled guilty, but they're trying to get it downgraded. So they're saying he's guilty, but they don't think it's as bad. Exactly what you're saying.
What they're saying is that Ola Kawatu was the one that committed the foul play because he went to the bin.
Correct.
And was the only player placed on report for the incident. And they said DCE was basically the second man in the tackle, that Ola Kawatu was the one driving and he was the dominant one in the tackle.
I believe they're both going to get 2 weeks because these things are almost impossible to win nowadays.
That's why you just don't find anything. You just because you're never going to win. It's the impossible.
If DCE was to get suspended, this would be the first time in his whole career as well. So they could.
So he's got zero priors. So DC with zero priors, right, has the same suspension as Homole, who has probably been suspended before.
And Tony Mill.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me
He's
started.
He's got a lot of priors.
Don't even get me started. All right, Turbo. I just don't think he's getting that much involved at the moment. He's running good meters out of the back, scoring tries. I just want to see him do more. Do more. Get your hands on the ball more.
I think there's a few factors at play. I think Manly's got a lot more options now. Cherry Evans and Ola Kawatu is humming at the moment. They've got Garrick now closer in. Saab
I thought that was Garrick's best game at centre for a while.
Yeah.
And quickly before you continue, I think Saab has completely unlocked it.
Yeah.
Because now he's actually got a dangerous outside option. They can't just zone in on him.
Yep.
And I think defensively, just quietly, Saab, first two games back.
Saab's really improved.
Really improved. Yep.
They got Brooksy out there now on the left, who's taken up a lot more ball. Mm. He quite often plays it short.
Yep.
A lot as well. Yep. Which it's kind of nerfed Kohler and Kohler and Trbojevic at the moment.
Yep.
Look, I don't think he needs to get overly involved.
Yep.
I'd like to just see him do it anyway in a few games just to know that it is still there. I don't want to be worrying. I think they're also just conserving him a bit over the whole season.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I haven't really got anything else. That's it for me. All right, moving on to the Brisbane Broncos defeating the West Tigers 34-10. I really do not feel like commentating on this game.
I'll be honest.
Or commenting, not commentating.
I don't think you were that bad. The Broncos are just...
Bro, some of the tries they were scoring, I'm just like, watching the game, I'm just like, how is anyone going to stop that? That Jock Madden try, okay, the first one. Look at the way the ball bounces. I've never seen a ball bounce horizontally in my life. It bounced... Bro, the ball was obviously kicked for Walsh, right? It was so obviously kicked for Walsh. Buller's covering Walsh. Buller's got that ball every single day of the week. That's bouncing straight into his hands, or if it bounced away from him, he's tackling Walsh.
Yep.
Bro, it hit the side of the ball and bounced sideways into Jock Madden's hands. Like, come on. That's just it. Like,
no, you come meant to on. Do it. Meant to do it.
And then that Walsh try just before halftime, I was like, this is 100% just going to happen. Dean Mariner's pass, by the way, was about a metre forward, but it's all good.
I didn't actually think you were that bad. The Broncos were just clinical. You can't even say clinical. They completed it 68%.
They're superhuman. They are, like, destructive. I don't understand. I'm just going to make a really obvious statement that I think Reynolds, Haas and Piakora added a lot back to this team.
Yep.
Bro, Haas is just absolute wrecking crew. Mm-hmm. How did I know he was going to score? Tell me, how did I know? How did I know he was going to run over the top of 10 forwards and score? I just knew. I knew.
Yep.
How did I know Appy's try was going to be taken off him? As soon as I saw a replay, I was like, this is no try, isn't it?
Look, let's talk about it.
Please. Please don't. You think it's no try, don't you?
Letter of the law, yes, but it shouldn't be.
Bro, the letter of the law is it's a try.
I don't think so.
That's the new rule.
The new. When did they add this new rule?
Bro, they do you not remember do you remember Valentine Holmes' try in Origin?
Yes.
There was clear separation, but he planted the ball down. And they said, that's a try. That's a try because there's downward pressure. But
all throughout that season too, they were calling no try on a lot of those.
That is the new thing they've introduced. That
more,
is a try.
More than it's a try.
It is a try.
It should be a try.
I just don't understand. I don't think it would have changed the result. I did not expect to beat the Broncos. I just feel like it happens to us every single week.
Yep.
Every single week. There's something dodgy.
Appy was outstanding.
Appy was amazing.
He deserved that draw.
And do you know how that try came about? Because the Broncos were about 3 metres offside. And they were every single play. I watched more Broncos line speed than I did Tigers attack. Now, it's not hard because the Tigers attack is very sluggish at the moment.
Yep.
But they were just so far offside, bro. And maybe I'm biased, but I would be happy to go back to watch the game and be proven wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But our forwards are catching the ball from Appy and just getting smashed. Like, not even one step. I don't understand. I don't understand. I thought Dean Mariner was a bit of a mixed bag. Bombed an absolute wild try. But got one back, which Tigers fans are trying to argue that was no try because he ground on the corner post. That's just yapping. He clearly didn't ground on the corner post. Charlie Staines, after all my propaganda, for the last 3 weeks, he finally gets himself some tries. And I actually thought he was very good.
Me too.
I thought he was very good. I thought everyone was all right. Like
Galvin was very good.
Yeah. I thought Ollum's been a bit quiet the last couple of weeks, but
it'll come.
But I just don't think he's been horrible. I still think he's been pretty good. I thought Naden was good. I thought Ale Marlow had a pretty solid debut. He ran for 134 metres. He had a couple of line breaks, I believe. One line break.
I think Stefano was pretty poor. For his new level that he's currently at, he was poor.
No, I agree.
He ran for 64 metres this week.
He only played 46.
I know, but he ran for 64 metres.
I thought Clem was really good. That was his best game of the year. John Bateman, you know how I feel about John Bateman a lot. I just don't like it. He comes in off that edge, jinx across field. That's what he's so good at. I'd almost be looking at playing Papali'i at lock. Bateman on the right. Samuel on the left. Or if you really want to get into it, Matamor at 13. I think we look better with Bolle. I don't understand the change. But
do you mind IPAP at prop?
Yeah, it takes all his impact away.
What? It's going to sound harsh because he hasn't been bad, but what impact so far?
Nah, like
like this guy was probably the best attacking weapon at Parramatta.
It's not his fault.
You
look at an edge, okay?
You may as well put him in the front row.
I'm not a hater. Right? I'm actually saying this quite honestly. I think Caesar's been great this year, but teams aren't looking at Caesar as in he's going to take the line on. Okay? No. Brent Naden, solid centre. Everyone's just zoning in on Papali'i.
Well, yeah.
Everyone is zoning in on him. And when he was at Para, look at the people that he was playing alongside. Moses, Gartho, they had, Penasini.
Yeah.
They had weapons. I think he just... I don't know. Maybe I'm biased because I actually really like Papali'i. But, yeah, I do agree. Maybe moving him to the middle gets him some more touches. He's got a great offload. So maybe it opens up the game a bit.
Quick speed through the middle.
I'd try him at 13.
Outside of Utoka Mai,
and I need Pole's to see. I need to see Latu play more minutes, please. Please.
He only really came on because Appy got.
That's
injured.
What I'm saying. The only reason he came on was because Appy got injured. He should. I would be trying him at 13. Just chuck him in the middle. Chuck him in the middle. We got big forwards.
Yep.
Just chuck him in the middle for 20 minutes. Bang.
Yep.
Dylan Walker. All right. Let's talk about the Broncos.
Already did.
Yeah, I don't have much else to say.
Walsh is.
They're the most well-rounded team.
Oh. Last thing.
In the comp. Yep.
What do you think about Samuel's little tackle? Do you think he knew what he was doing? I think he did.
Yeah, I think so. No, I don't know. I don't know, bro. I'm not inside his head. But I'm just
funny.
I'm just looking at Dad like, is that that's the most Tigers play I've ever seen in my life. It just is.
Embodies Samuel Afonu.
I want to shout out Jesse Arthurs. He made a couple huge tackles. He's fast becoming one of my favourite players in the comp.
Oh, okay.
He's just, yeah, such a gun. Such a gun. I thought Samuel, we're just laughing, but I actually thought he had some good moments too. I thought he looked dangerous when he had the ball.
He's so good. He just has a few little brain snaps every now and then.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Are you got anything else, or is that
it? I
didn't mean to cut you off. All right. Cowboys, Panthers. Panthers defeat the Cowboys 26-20 in Townsville. Brian To'o, possibly the best wing performance I've ever seen. 21 tackle busts, 227 metres, 77 post contact, a try.
21 tackle busts.
Bro, how nuts is that? He's the first pick for New South Wales for me. He's the first person locked in because there's so much debate about fullback, wing, centre, front row, hooker. He's the first person I'd be locking in, him and Cleary.
Yep.
And Appy. Appy. I have to throw my boy in there. And Stefano.
But yep.
He's just a machine. Absolute machine. And on the flip side, no stats here, but I thought Jerome Luai was very dangerous. He's just constantly stepping inside. He looks really sharp at the moment. He looks really sharp at the moment. I'm really enjoying what I'm seeing from him. Again, maybe I'm biased.
Yeah.
I actually think he's been really good this year, though. I think he stepped up when Cleary was out. His kicking game was awesome.
He just plays second fiddle so well.
Yeah, it's such a specialty. I'm excited to see him play main half next year, though.
Me too.
Talk to me.
I think he summed up Penrith quite well.
I also want to shout out Alamotti.
Okay.
Bro, the two games I've seen of him, he just looks like
a
machine.
He's always been a machine.
I know, but like it, we just knew, right? We just knew he's going to rock up to Penrith and his first game, he played the Tigers and just destroyed us in defence and rattled us with a try, and like apparently he ran for 200 metres in the first half according to Fox Sports, which was absolutely yap because I looked at the stats and he had 136 metres after 80 minutes. But yeah, Alamotti was
64 in the
outstanding.
Second half.
Yeah, he ran 64 metres backwards. Penrith is just awesome. Look, they're awesome to watch.
They like to pull from their juniors when players leave. See, first picked at centre next year, and Taylor May gets pushed out to the wing.
Breaking.
The team list.
Demetrio's gone.
Hey?
Jason Demetrio has been sacked.
Oh, there you go.
Jason Demetrio has been sacked. Ben Hornby will take the reins this weekend.
You know what I just knew?
What?
I just knew that they were trying to get him through this little tough period of games. And they were going to sack him.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to wait till after Penrith, but... Great.
I
think it's the right call.
It is, but I think the way they've done him is a little bit dirty. Anyway, what are we talking about? Penrith, North Queensland.
Alamotti.
Yes.
Is he first? Is he picked next year and yep. Taylor May on the wing?
That's what I would do, but it also looks like they're just going to put Alamotti on the wing.
I don't understand it.
I would like to. I would prefer Taylor May.
I think Taylor May's been
average.
Not bad, but
average.
Just underwhelming compared to what we were expecting at centre.
I like him on the wing. I prefer him on the wing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
He runs the ball hard. They look so good with him on the wing when he was healthy. So, yeah, I'd put him back out there.
All right.
Cows. Cows, this is the best performance the Cows have had all year, and they've won games by 30+.
I know, and I can't really put my finger on anyone who was great. Finifuiaki, Nanai. Apart from that, Tamalolo was good.
I'm going to tip South this week. I just know it. I just know it. It's just, actually, no, I'm not. Who have they got the week after? The Dragons.
Just wait till we get to team this. I got a point.
Okay.
I got a point.
All right.
Do you remember, I think, who did Val Holmes play that game? I think he had like 150 Supercoach points.
This year? Yeah. Would have been the Dolphins. Like round two or something. The Dragons.
Dolphins would have been the Dragons. But every time he got the ball, he just sprinted onto it and just ran straight. Uh-huh. Well, I haven't seen him do any of that since the Cowboys' form has dropped a little bit.
I shall tell you.
I think they need to go
back.
I think they need to go back to basics a little bit. Tom Chester at center, I don't think it's worked very well.
Yep.
I think he's a fullback.
Yep.
Through and through. I think Vilea will come in now.
Yep.
Because Chester's done his hammy. The halves were okay for the Cowboys. McLean and Griffin Neame get the call up to start and play 31 and 35 minutes respectively.
Tamalolo looked the best he's looked all year.
Played 45 minutes. Sam McIntyre, 60 minutes.
Yeah, he's a gun. I actually really like Sam McIntyre.
Yeah, I liked him too. Tom McKaylee as well, I thought was good in his short stint on.
Yep. Cowboys, 84% completion is a great sign for them.
That's the blueprint.
They will win a lot of games if they just continue to complete at 84%. I thought this was Jeremiah Nene's best game of the year. Despite probably the stats not looking as good as some earlier games, I just think his defense was amazing. He's back in Origin talks for me, for sure.
He's probably the favorite for Origin still.
Over Fifita.
Well, there's
two. Pair Fifita.
There's 2 second rows.
Right. So he's not the favorite though. Is Fifita already just given?
Favorite for the right edge.
Right, okay. There you go. Cowboys, yeah. Drinkwater was quiet and they still managed to get within 6 points at Penrith. So, encouraging. Definitely a step in the right direction. I think relying so much on Drinkwater has come back to bite them a little bit in the past. Yep. And yeah.
It sounds weird, but they lost and I actually came out of it with a much higher opinion of them.
Yeah. That's the blueprint, right? Like you said, defend well, complete well. And the defense was still average.
Yep.
The defense was still average, but at the end of the day, it's still Penrith. Like, they're going to score some ridiculous points. You're probably never going to hold them below 18 to 20 unless you're the Tigers in Bathurst.
Yep.
I think they win the comp again, to be honest.
Would not be surprised.
It was a bit, I must say, teams would be looking at that little patch where they started conceding points, though. Teams will be watching that. Because they were up, 24-6?
Yep.
And then it was 24-20. So, teams will be looking at that and looking where to attack. I actually really enjoyed this game. I really enjoyed this game. I thought it was good to see Cleary back out there. He didn't do too much, but he did what he had to do.
Just a return game, yeah, really?
He did what he had to do, shake off some rust. So, no complaints there if I'm a Panthers fan. Come out with the 2 points. If I'm the Cowboys, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yep.
Feeling pretty good. I also thought Valame was really good, and I think he should be there every single week.
Yeah. I agree.
Yep.
Bit hard to...
That's it.
Bit hard to argue with that one.
That's it. Next.
Dolphins Knights.
18-14.
This one surprised me.
Why? Because it was so bad.
Well, I just didn't expect the Knights to be in it.
Look, I'm going to read out my 2 notes, okay? Encouraging for the Knights to get a gutsy win without KP, even with the late comeback from the Dolphins.
Yep.
And didn't watch, so no idea, but looks Armstrong had a solid debut, and Plath is another Bennett masterstroke. You continue.
Right, Armstrong was outstanding. He's their third choice fullback, so I don't know what's going to happen when Sharp comes back now. He got all 6 daily end points as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Greg Marju. Don't know what's happened to him, but I think he needs to step up massively. Came off with an ankle problem at the end of the game too. So, I'm not sure how that's going to play out. Elsewhere for the Knights, I thought Brayley was encouraging. Played all 80 minutes as well. Has he been doing that the last few weeks?
No, he's been sharing it with Crossland, so it's very encouraging.
The back rowers are probably a little bit underwhelming compared to recent weeks. Apart from that, it was just a real gutsy win from the Knights. They didn't do anything special. They just...
That's what won them games last year.
Completed high.
Gritty. They had the attack last year, but that was with Ponga. So yep. being, but mainly being gritty in defence is what's going to get them wins.
The Dolphins. Fuller was outstanding. Avarillo was outstanding. Asaka was outstanding. Tessie knew that that left edge just didn't click.
Hmm.
I don't know. Tessie, Katoa, they all just seemed reluctant to give the ball up. Aitken as well. I thought they were all a little bit underwhelming. Kenny Bromwich got injured, which means they now have one second rower.
Yep.
They got Aitken and Keeley, I think, is going to have to start now, and then I don't know where they go from there. Mm. Bromwich got injured as Jesse Bromwich. Both Bromwich brothers got injured. Yeah. I think their forward pack was just decimated from there.
Yep. I thought Trey Fuller. I don't know if you mentioned him.
Yeah, I did. Oh, and Plath was outstanding.
Yeah, Plath was a machine. Trey Fuller, I thought, but again, I didn't watch, so yep. I'm just saying.
That there's not a ton to talk about in this game.
Yeah.
So.
Dane
Gagai.
Yeah.
Was good. It's a bit weird. Kicked 3 of 4 goals.
Mm-hmm.
But that last one he kicked was a shocker, and Adam O'Brien just took the kicking tee off him. Bit harsh. Yeah, he had one shocker and just lost it.
I think Jackson Hastings is still recovering from his injury.
Well, Hastings kicked it, so.
I know, but they obviously don't. Yep. They obviously, there's obviously something there, because otherwise he'd be the full-time kicker.
Yep.
He was kicking full-time before. He was cool. Bro, wasn't he kicking over Ponga last year?
At one point.
It was Lockie Miller, then Hastings.
At one point, yes.
Yeah. So there's got to be something wrong there. But yeah, the halves are really good. Thought Gamble was really good.
Yep.
Again, I'm going off. Guess what I'm going off?
Stats.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's all I'm going off.
There wasn't much else to talk about in this game, to be honest.
I feel bad.
Knights just won gritty. Both of them are injury prone.
Yeah. If these were 2 full strength sides, we'd have more to talk about.
Yep.
But
like nothing happened in this game.
Yeah.
There was 6 tries scored.
Mm.
Dolphins made a late comeback at the end. Apart from that, it was just a gritty game.
For sure. All right, well, let's move on to the last game. I'm not complaining about that.
Canberra Raiders versus Cronulla Sharks. DC and Hamole, if they're out next week, we've got the Raiders. That game's all right. it's not their fault, right? They've lost their fullback. Chevy Stewart's good. He's going to be great for the future, but at the moment...
I wrote a note about Chevy Stewart.
Okay.
I'd go Chris to fullback next week.
Yep.
Because Chevy can't lose any confidence. And I just think he needs a rest.
Me too.
He just needs a rest.
Strange was always going to struggle a little bit without Fogarty.
Yeah, we both said that.
KO Weeks in there. I don't think he was... Look, they weren't bad.
No.
You can just tell the experience isn't there.
Look.
Danny Levi's their 9.
Yeah.
But it's the Spines...
Who doesn't kick and just...
The Spines in trouble. And Danny Levi actually... Did you see it?
The bomb try. Yeah. I think you sent it to me. I did see it.
Poor guy. He got hooked straight after and Starling played pretty much
really?
The rest of the game, yeah.
I just think it's going to be so tough without Fogarty. Like, you saw on the weekend, Canberra, they were... I wouldn't say their defence was horrible or anything. They just couldn't establish any field position without that kicking game. And it,
Sharks made a few errors, which gave them
that's what
good
I'm saying.
Position, and they couldn't do anything with it. They didn't have the quality in that last pass. And it'll come.
And
this team, if you put this exact same team out there in 5 years' time,
these pretty
are going to be pretty good.
Days, I can't even talk. But like you said, Sharks made a few errors which invited Canberra into the game. And look, they don't have to score off every set, but Fogarty forces dropouts, makes them contest kicks, builds pressure through his kicking game, and they just didn't have that. I think Stranger probably kicked 4 or 5 times all year, and KO probably did majority of the kicking, I would assume, but it would have been closer to 50-50 than when Fogarty's there, of course.
Yep.
So yeah, everyone's role is going to change, right? You wouldn't. Strange wasn't attacking as much because he was focused on getting them around the park a little bit more. Because KO's not a seven either. Like, if
he's
I'm being
a fullback.
Honest. He's a fullback.
I would argue his best form in the NRL has actually been at nine as well. Mm.
But I actually thought Strange only had two kicks, really. Felt like more than that.
Yeah, it did.
Fair.
For the Sharks, Nico.
Has he got that number six locked in?
Yes.
I've never seen someone in NRL fantasy score 124. And, like, I know we're just talking about fantasy points, right? But, like, listen to these stats. One try, two try assists, 25 runs, 202 metres, eight tackle breaks, one line break, three line break assists, an offload, 25 tackles, 140-20, 11 kicks, 14 kicks, 456 metres.
Can I just add to that about three interceptions?
And three intercepts, yeah. I want to give a shout out to Jesse Ramian. That may be the best Jesse Ramian game of his career. Listen to the meters from the outside backs. Katoa, 209 off 20 carries. Ramian, 194 off 20 carries. Iro, 207 off 19 carries. Molotalo, 183 off 19 carries. Throwing Kennedy, 149.
And you know what that allows them to do?
two outside backs with 10 tackle breaks.
They've figured out the formula.
Hmm.
The outside backs just do all the tough work now.
It's the Penrith system.
It is.
Because and the Broncos
system,
too. You
know what it allows
them
to do? We've been talking about them having a weaker pack for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hazleton, 97 metres.
Yep.
Rogan Kafusi, 93 metres.
Yep.
Cam McInnes, 102.
Yep.
Jack Williams, 80.
Yep.
Talakai, 76.
Even Nicola.
Hamanueli, 42. Tuku Hautapua, 22.
Even Nicola, 72.
I'm just talking about middles.
Oh, right. Yeah, but even like I'm saying, their top four made 147, which is T. Wilton off a couple line breaks.
Yep.
I really love what Fitzy's doing. And Kale Iro has been the player that I think everyone thought he was going to be.
It's surprising me, only because he's known for like his attacking ability.
But his defense has been really good. And just his, just like, he's doing the dirty stuff.
Yeah, but the attack hasn't come yet.
Yeah.
It's still going to come. Ridiculous.
We've been
Hazleton
saying,
got over again. He's AFB junior.
We're
going to have AFB they look, and AFB they look, junior next
I think,
year.
I think he's just missing a rat's tail and, like, tats.
The Sharks next year are going to have...
Their forwards are going to be chasing Ken Irvine in 3 years. Their forwards just score every week. They just score every
week.
Their
forward pack is going to score more tries than any forward pack ever in the history of NRL. AFB, Hazleton, Nakora, Wilton.
Yeah.
McInnes even got over.
What an attacking pack. My days.
Hamanueli and Rudolph off the bench.
Yeah, that's nuts.
You don't mind.
Can I? Yeah, you go.
They don't need Trindle. He won't. He's
bro, do you read my mind?
He's my big call.
Read my mind. Yeah.
My big call. Even if he's available, he doesn't come back this year.
This is what I wrote down. Despite the Sharks starting the season so well, I think Atkinson has improved the side a lot. Gives Nico full priority because he can easily play second fiddle, does all the right things, very solid. I don't think he really put a foot wrong. He didn't overplay his hand. He made his tackles.
If I'm being nitpicky...
Five kicks.
Ball playing. But he's played 18 minutes of NRL before this week.
Yeah.
It makes
probably,
sense.
Has he played more than that, or was it this year his debut?
Three games, 18 minutes before this week.
What?
Because he played 14 a few times.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I just think handing the keys back to Nico Hines, like, properly...
Mm.
Was the way to go. And you can be like, oh, but they couldn't beat the top teams like that. Well, their forward pack is stepping up.
Yeah.
Their outside backs are stepping up. Their defense has improved out of this world.
Yep. They just look like a bloody good footy side this year.
They do.
And scary. And I think we had them in like 8th, 7th. So we've eaten our words.
And they can attack.
Look,
they can attack both ways.
Yeah. And there's still a long season to go, right?
Yeah.
But it was like first year they had this outstanding defense, right?
Yep.
But their attack was a bit clunky. Then the next year, there's like they're an attacking juggernaut. But where's that defense gone? Now this year, it's like, hold on. Apart from a loss to the Tigers at Leichhardt, I've seen attack and I've seen defense in all their games.
Yep.
Like the first one against NZ, that's round 140, right? But they still pulled it out. And that's what you want to see. They can win tough.
Yep.
Tigers. I don't make much of that game. That was just like one of those Tigers games at Leichhardt where they just come out and they just flog you, right? And nothing went right for the Sharks. I think they're serious contenders, man. We need to see it for a little bit longer. I need to see what they can do in over Origin if Nico gets picked.
I can't put them in contenders just yet.
I'm having them on the fringe. I think they'll finish about 4-6.
Yeah, me too.
4-6. Me too. And not a bad sixth. Last year, what did they finish? Sixth as well? And they played the Roosters home semi. Yeah, yep. They finished sixth. But that was like a, why are they sixth? Everyone else was trash. This sixth will be like, they're competing with some pretty good teams.
And
but I'll have them fourth.
We're about to find out. Like, they play the Dragons this week, but after that,
yeah,
it's like Melbourne, Penrith.
That's going to be a really telling stretch. A really telling stretch.
So we'll learn a lot about them there. Brings us to the end. Who was our player of the week?
Our player of the week, Sam Walker, 51% of the vote.
I would have gone with him too.
I would have gone with Sam Walker. He had 51%. I think Nico had about 24. And then what does that give you? 75? I think it was about 12% Munster. Okay. I'll double check. I'll be able to see the stats. Give me a second.
Fair call. All right. Last.
One sec. So I finished 50% Sam Walker, 29% Hines, 13% To'o, 9% Munster. Sam Walker topped the vote count with 70. Shout out to the, oh my goodness, to 140 people that voted.
There we go.
300 views on the story.
Good numbers.
Shout out to the Strictly Footy followers. All right, TLT, let's do it.
Tipping first.
Oh,
I've finished this week on top of the comp.
All right, here we go. Oh, you
we
did
both
too.
Got six this week in the actual
tipping. I didn't delete it, did I? Oh, here we go. Don't worry, I've got it. All right. I think we're dank as. All right. We both tip NZ 13 plus.
Gone. 0-0.
Both tip the Roosters 1-12. 1-1.
1-1.
Both tip Melbourne 13 plus. 3-3. Both tip Manly 13 plus. 5-5.
Thanks, Sebo.
Broncos 1-12. Tigers 1-12. 6-5. Penrith 13 plus. Penrith 13 plus. 8-7. Oh, no. 7-6. Dolphins 13 plus, Dolphins 1-12. 7-6. Cronulla 13 plus, Cronulla 13 plus.
Oh, I take it just. 9-8.
Just. 9-8, you lucky dog. I flogged you last week. You cat. All right, let's do it, TLT. What did you tip this week, 6 or 7?
6.
Yeah, can the I same. Just, you just got your margin.
Quick shout out to Lesson to Silver.
Why?
Because half the comp doesn't do their tips week to week.
Mm.
And this guy's still second last.
Yeah, Lesson, you're tripping, bro. Me
he got three this week. He did all his tips. So.
What do you mean, like, he did all his... Oh, my days.
He completed
all these
all
people
of his
who
tips.
Don't tip.
And the half the comp doesn't do it.
Wow.
What I don't understand is how you can remember to do it for Thursday and Friday and not just do the whole round. Because some people pick the start of the week and then they just don't...
I don't understand that.
Lesson to Silver picked the Warriors. Picked the Dragons. He picked the Bunnies for an upset over Melbourne.
Oh, and picked Canberra. Oh, you're tripping.
Tip Manly and Brisbane.
This guy's tripping,
bro.
Right?
They picked the Finns and the
He's
Raiders.
He's tripping. I'm one point off you.
Yeah. On my for and against record got picked as well this week.
Yeah, what did you tip the Wires by?
I tipped the Wires by 10.
I think I had.
So that hurt.
What, did they lose by 3? Yeah, I had them by 10 as well. Jeez. Is your cousin Hamish?
Yeah.
He's on 38 for and against. That's nutty.
That's wild. Nutty.
All right. Teamless Tuesday. Let's stop waffling. Teamless Tuesday. You beat me in tips. Fair enough. I don't really care because, yeah, I don't. All right. You can pull up the first team list while I check the blog about DCE. He's been downgraded. He's free to play.
Show me.
He's won his case. He's been downgraded and he's
yes!
free to play.
Yes! Thank God.
Do I keep him in Supercoach for this week?
No, you get Nico Hines. My God.
DC wins. Nice.
All right.
So that actually does affect him this Tuesday because he will play now. Which we would have been like, he's been named by receiver. Guess who? Well, he did. All right, I'll start us off. Thursday, 2nd of May, 7:50. The Ben Hornby Rabbitohs take on Ivan Cleary's Panthers. Do you want me to read out to you the changes, or do you, you're going to read them yourself?
Well, do you want South or Penrith?
Well, I'm going to take South.
All right, go.
Isaac Thompson comes in for Tane Milne on the right wing. Cody Walker and Dean Hawkins are again the halves with Jack White at centre. Keon Kalamatangi, starts in the front row, is named in the front row. Michael Cheekham is elevated to start. Davi Mawali also starts with Tom Burgess dropping back to the bench. No Trent Peoples, unfortunately.
I like that little ad, by the way.
You like that, eh? That I did that for beautiful. Your own benefit.
That was beautiful. I guess I'm just dumb because I thought Latrell was back this week.
Yeah, you're a silly boy.
You were like, stop getting excited. I was like, stop spoiling it.
Well, you thought Latrell was at centre.
Yeah, I thought he was back this week.
That's why I said, don't get excited.
Yeah,
I thought did you think that? Did you think I was trying to reverse psychology? I was just being serious.
Because they've been talking about it. Oh, it might happen this week where they go Cody Walker and Jack White in the halves. That's why I think I just assumed, okay, Latrell's going to come back. That's why that's going to happen. But yeah, he's not back. So my thought process was, okay, he's not in centre. He's not at fullback either. Is he 14? Super sub 14? Why are they doing this? He's just not there. So, for Penrith, Taruva returns. He got given the week off last week after the tough decision to join the Tigers.
You know what he realised? He got so emotional because he's like, oh my days, I'm so sorry, the Penrith boys. I'm going to destroy all your records because we're going to win 6 comps in a row.
I think he showed up at the Tigers club when he was about to sign the contract and he just sat in the car park for a bit.
Oh, like sorry, I don't know. He just looked at the centre. Excellent. Oh, you would have loved this cracking joke on the radio today. Right. How can a team back-to-back wooden spoons call it the centre of excellence?
Oh, my God. No, what was that on?
SEN.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Cracker.
I laughed so hard that I almost laughed. I'm sick of hearing the jokes, guys. Like, come on. Can you stop bashing my club every single week?
Alamo's been dropped.
No, well,
not dropped. Well, yes, dropped. But, like, he's been good, but unfortunately, Taruva's just back.
Yeah. I tell you what. I wouldn't have been angry if he was picked over to Alamo.
Moses Leota is back on deck. That's what it says. He's back on deck. Was out last week with a shoulder injury. Yeah. Sorensen has a knee problem, so Luke Garner keeps his starting jersey. I believe he started last week.
Yep.
And that means Maverick Geyer keeps a spot on the bench.
Fair enough.
Penrith, 13+.
I'm going new coach hype. New coach hype. Penrith 1-12. All right.
My point on South, you know I said I had a point earlier?
Yeah, what was your point?
It's going to be that I reckon with Latrell at centre. And these half, I reckon they're going to fire up. I was going to say, and then I looked at who they had today, Penrith. I was like, okay, they're probably not going to be Penrith. But I was going to say, they're going to run after that. And I'm going to back that. I'll say it next week.
Okay.
I'll wait for you to say it next week.
Manly versus the Raiders, 6 p.m. Friday, 3rd of May. Run us through Manly, champion.
I thought it was going to be worse. You said, oh, you're going to love it, mate. Daly Cherry Evans has been named, and as we have just found out, he's been cleared to play. He's got away with a $1,000 fine. Ethan Bullimore starts back row in place of Hamola.
I wish I could get away with a $1,000 fine. If I could just like, yeah, that's sweet. What, $1,000? $1,000? Oh, you must think I'm broke or something. Here you go. Here's $1,000. I had it in my back pocket on accident. No.
Yep.
That would be 10% of my savings.
Nice. Good on ya.
It's not funny. I'm broke, bro.
So you're making a joke.
I'm making a joke about myself, bro. Anyway.
Bullimore, second row, in for Hamole. I think that was expected.
Yeah.
And that sees Sipley return on the bench. Who gets dropped when Hamole's back from this bench?
Bullimore.
Bullimore's just out?
Yeah, I would say so.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Berber will be back.
Yeah.
What, so Waddell's gone?
You consider it. I don't think he's been horrible, though, so...
No, he hasn't.
We'll have to see. Canberra. Albert Hopewadi comes in at fullback. Ricky Stewart was quoted saying he's just giving Chevy Stewart a rest. He's not even going to be named in Cup this week. So, again, me and Ricky are on the same page like that. Kotrick's back on the wing. Schiller has been dropped. Again, I don't understand the trend of just dropping wingers if you get flogged. I'm not sure what is going to change. Whitehead is back. What?
I like to give my mate Brock a hard time for his Super Coach decisions.
Yeah, he traded Schiller this week.
He brought Nick Kotrick. No, he traded in Schiller at the right time. He brought Nick Kotrick at the start of the year, expecting to keep the wing spot. Abel Hopewadi and Schiller completely ruined that. He traded Kotrick last week.
And now he's back.
Who
did he trade him for?
Let me have a look. I'll get back to you.
Elliot Whitehead's back, so he starts in the back row. And Simi Sasungi drops out. I'm going Manly 13 plus at Brookie.
Me too.
All right. Great insight. Broncos take on the Roosters at Suncorp. Oh. Ezra Mam and Cobbo return. What?
I'm lying. He reversed it.
Wow. What a genius.
I forgot you can do that.
Okay. Selwyn Cobbo returns. Ezra Mam returns. Pushes Corey Oates out of the side completely. Jesse Arthurs go back to the wing. And the Broncos maintain the same bench they had last week. Corey Oates just drops in 18th man.
Cool. For the Roosters, Daniel Tupou is back from a week out with a knee complaint, so that pushes Joseph Suaalii back into the centres. Michael Jennings has ruptured his triceps. Victor Radley included in the reserves. I think that's just a precautionary thing. So Connor Watson keeps the 13 jersey. Just by the way, Robbo came out and said as well that Nat Butcher was going to drop to the bench.
Yeah, which we'd been saying for quite a while.
We'd been saying it for ages.
Come on, Nat. You could have given us something, you know? That's why we're trying to grow our platform just by being right all the time.
Siwa Wong, Nafahu White, Egan Butcher, and Terrell May the bench.
Brandon Smith, 80 minutes.
on the bench.
What are they going to do? They're going to play Watson, 80.
Yeah.
Yeah, which you can do that. I'm not unhappy with that. But if you own Terrell May, good luck, because there are three middles on that bench.
Yeah, I'm not happy.
I can tell you right now, JDB is going to be cooking this week. All right, chat to me. I'm going Broncos 1-12.
Yep, me too.
No Roosters tip this week for the Roosters fan. Come on, bro. You can't go against your own team.
No.
Alrighty. Next, we have 3 o'clock, Saturday, 4th of May. The Dogs take on the West Tigers. And I'm not saying, oh, no, because I think we're going to win.
It's at a call, so it's basically a Tigers home game, right?
Well, basically it is, isn't it? Anyway, take us through the 8th-placed Bulldogs.
For the 8th-placed Bulldogs, Kurt Mann is named to start at lock. He was out in their last game. I know they had the bye last week, so a few of them are coming back. Jacob Preston named in the reserves. He could be back. Blake Wilson as well. He's recovered from leukemia, as I said last week.
I can't believe you said that, eh?
It's pneumonia. My bad. Spreading misinformation.
Is Curran in those notes?
Curran is not in those notes. He's starting prop.
Starting in the front row now. Eh?
He's been playing there the whole time. Anyway, Salmon is the second rower now. Bailey Hayward, Sam Hughes, Curtis Moore, and Blake Taff are the bench. I believe that's unchanged.
Yep.
Nothing else.
The Tigers are unchanged. However, Stafford Toia has appeared on the extended bench in jumper 19. He's been named to start at fullback in Cup this week, so I'd say they get some Ks under his legs, and then he shall be in.
Am I tripping?
What?
Just keep going.
What are you tripping about?
No, keep going.
But Benji has named an unchanged 17 that took on the Broncos last week. You know what I'm tipping. Tigers 1-12. And look, I know you're going to say Bulldogs 13 plus, but it's okay.
I wasn't. Just wasn't. I'm going to take the Dogs 1-12.
Yeah, okay. I think this is going to be the Tigers. Like I said to you, bro, I don't expect to beat Penrith and the Broncos, but we go like Dogs, Finns, Titans,
I think it'll be Dragons. A very good game.
I actually think it'll be not quite competitive. Now, there is one issue. Appy Korosau may be out.
13 plus if he is, but I'll go 1-12.
I don't think he is, though. He had a back cork. I think they'll get it out during the week. Yeah, I'm going Tigers 1-12. All right, 5:30. Titans versus Storm at Cbus Super Stadium. Brimson remains at fullback. Lofi Khan Pereira is dropped. Phil Sammy comes back in. Harley Smith Shields comes in for Aaron Schopp. Joe Stimson starts in the front row. Isaac Liu starts at lock.
Why has he changed
it? I am so confused. So, Fodawaker suffered a concussion. Instead of bringing Palacir in, they're starting a second row in the front row. Oh, Desi, what have you done?
Is Palacir on the reserves?
Yeah, 19.
All right.
Oh, no. Wouldn't you just start Haas at lock? Just give up, bro.
They just went down to New Zealand on Anzac Day. Got their first win of the season.
We're going
to
drop your car, Pereira. Get out. Get out of the team.
First win of the season.
If we didn't have you, we would have won by 5, not 3, champion. Get out.
Khan Pereira's been dropped.
For what, bro? That's such a wild strain. Because
Haas doesn't get to start anymore. Liu's gone to lock. Desi. Joe Stimson's playing prop.
He's changed the whole team.
I know what's happening.
What?
He's going to change it all.
Yeah, he's going to change it all. And basically what's going to happen is Khan Pereira will come back in.
It's going to be the exact same. No, I reckon Sami stays.
No, Sami.
Khan Pereira stays here. I reckon the forwards change.
Yeah,
completely.
Stimson will drop to the bench. They'll probably start Liu in the front row. Bring Haas into lock. No, Clark will start at lock. Haas will come in sec row. Bench will be Fifita, Stimson, and Paulu. Oh, my days.
Can I just... Perhaps an even bigger shock to me. Tyron Wishart's on the wing.
I saw that. But a man named Suafalongo. Suafalongo is 19. Yeah,
would
I
not
think,
be surprised
I think
if
play.
He plays. Apart from that, Christian Welsh starting?
Yeah, Nass drops back to the bench. Garlick's on the bench now, obviously with Wishart starting on the wing.
Yep.
I'm a tip Melbourne 1-12.
I'm
joking.
I'm tipping them
3rd. I'm joking.
They arguably have more Clarkie. Gold Coast players than actual.
Clarkie, I'm sorry.
They probably have more players from the Gold Coast than the Titans do.
Yeah, no, I swear all their players are from the Gold Coast. Okay, Cowboys Dolphins, Queensland Country Bank Stadium, Saturday 7:35 PM. The Cowboys, Viliami Vailea does come in for the injured Tom Chester.
Underrated.
They continue to keep the starting front row. Finau Fuiaki continues to start. Halem Lukey is back on the bench in jumper 14. The sacred Luca Moretti, jumper 14.
Look, I get that Todd Payton sees Halem Lukey as a god and that he must be in the 14 like Luca Moretti. But come on. He's got to start. Finau Fuiaki was great last week, but apart from that, I don't think he's been outstanding. He hasn't been bad. And his bench impact last year was second to none.
Mm.
He's almost one of the best bench impact forwards in the comp.
I think that might change come game day. Might be a Desi Hasler situation.
But when it's this obvious, what? Like,
I don't know, bro. I don't.
Did they just want to drop Granville? Is that
that's
what
why I'm... well, yeah, I don't know.
Harrison Edwards in the reserves, new recruit.
Yeah.
Is over there. Viliami Vailea, I think, is a very underrated pickup.
Yeah.
Right.
Keen to see him play.
For the Dolphins, Felice Kaufusi and Connolly Lemuelu named to make their return. I thought Kaufusi did his hammy completely.
Yeah. No, I think it was just a strain.
Okay, well, they're back, so I take it back. They do have second rowers this week. Jesse Bromwich has also been named.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says here. I did not think that was going to happen. It looked bad, that calf issue. Kenny is out, failing his HIA. Oren Keeley also drops out of the 17, which I think is a bit harsh.
I actually thought he was really good, but they brought Lemuelu back in.
Yep.
I'm going Cowboys 1-12. Then the Dolphins will put up a good fight. We've got some troops back this week.
I'm going 13+.
Cowboys?
Yep.
Okay. Well, they did it to him in the first round.
I have a feeling that Panthers game, they'll take a bit of confidence.
Yeah, I don't hate that, especially at home.
Yeah, at home. I don't think the Dolphins were as good last week. Yeah, I'm going to go 13.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Knights take on the Warriors at McDonald Jones Stadium, Sunday, 2 p.m. Can I just say, can we just do Sunday, 2 p.m. every week? I don't understand why daylight savings affects it. Just because the sun's out at 6 o'clock doesn't mean I want to watch footy at 6 o'clock. All right? On a Sunday, I like to kick back, watch me 2 o'clock game. Like this week, I didn't watch it. And then watch the 4 o'clock game and that be it? Then I can have my dinner and go to bed. 7 o'clock, bro.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm not asking for much. David Armstrong maintains his spot in the number one jumper. I'm pretty sure they're going to go unchanged. Yeah. What a prediction.
For the Warriors, Kurt Capel has returned from a throat injury, and Bunty Afoa is set to play after missing a few weeks of the hamstring injury.
Yep.
So they've got a few troops back on deck. That puts Jacob Laban back to the bench. Paul Roach and Zion Ma'u'u drop out of the side. I actually thought Ma'u'u was very good.
Yeah, I like the look of him.
But it's not to be. He'll be back later. Dylan Walker looked like he got through last week all right. He'll be the 14 as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Was. I think they've got to bounce back 13 plus.
I'm going 1-12 in Newcastle. I'm going 1-12.
Fair call, mate.
All right. And the Flano Cup. The Flano. El Flano Cup.
The El Flano.
The two Flanos. Flano y Flano. You like that? It's a bit of Spanish word.
What is that? Oh, that's incredible. We're going to call the pod that now.
Oh, yeah, I will. I will. You like Guzman y Gomez? Yeah. That's what I was trying to do, but it just didn't come off. Sunday 4:05 on points bet. Sharks hang on the Dragons. Sharks go unchanged, surprisingly. Oh, no. Toby Rudolph's back. Sorry. Toby Rudolph's back for Tuku. Tuku drops out into the 18th jumper.
For the Dragons, Moses Suli is out, so Zach Lomax moves from the wing into the centres. Ravalawa comes in, hopefully on the right. Looked much better there. Luciano Lealua has also been named.
Who?
Oh, he's named in the reserves.
Yeah. Luciano Lealua.
That's what I said, Lealua. Oh, he's coming back from a calf injury, so I think he'll play.
It comes in for probably Murdoch Masilla.
I'd say so.
What are you tipping?
Sharks 13 plus.
Oh, look, I'm considering 1-12. It's the Flannoy Flannel Cup, man.
I don't care. Oh, you know what?
You're going to go. If you go, I'll go.
Right.
If you do it, I'll do it.
I'll go 1-12.
All right, let's go. Let's do it. Let's back 1-12 together. That's cute.
I also think the Dragons will come back.
All right.
After last week, they're inconsistent.
That's us. Got anything else? Got any jokes? Funny stories?
Nah.
Okay.
Not from this week, mate.
Good. Good as gold. I think that's it for us. Oh, yep. That'll do. Yeah. I think that'll do. You good to go?
Yep.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. You know what? I'm not even going to say it. Just if something comes out on Sunday, just be shocked. I'm not even going to say that. We'll see you on Sunday because who would know, eh? Appreciate you guys tuning in again. Actually, I'll talk to you about it after. Stay blessed, stay safe, have a good week, and maybe we'll see you on Sunday if we feel like it. Okay, bye.